Hello everybody, welcome to episode 5 of The Synopsis. I am Zach, I will be your host, and we have an interesting episode today, guys. This is actually a live episode that I did on the Anchor app, and obviously there will be an Anchor commercial throughout the podcast one or two times, because that is our main sponsor right now. But this podcast was filmed live at a Goodwill outlet bins while we were searching through stuff. So, sit back, relax, and indulge yourself in this live podcast that I did while at the Goodwill bins. Now, I will disclaimer, if I repeat myself a couple times in this, or I say the same things a few times, I do apologize in advance. That is because it was taped during segments when either A, the baby was not fussing, B, it wasn't too loud, or C, that I wasn't in the middle of trying to dig through 20 to 30 different things to try and find something good to sell. So, with that being said, I hope you enjoy. Like I said, if anything doesn't really blend together, hey, it's live, it is what it is. If you want to see more of this, or hear more of this, either way, like I say in the podcast later on, maybe I'll do an Instagram live stream, or maybe I'll put it on YouTube and do video, I don't know, but let me know in the comments on the Anchor app, send me a voice message, or on Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you are listening to this. I'm going to go ahead and send it over to future Zach / past Zach for the rest of this podcast. Alright, so we've just entered the Goodwill bins. There's probably at least 100 to 150 people in here right now, which isn't too bad considering that they only opened an hour ago. But nonetheless, we are going to be looking around a little bit, see what we can find, and do some live thrifting. First thing that really popped off and took to my attention was a Xbox One box here, but it was only got a 360 in it with a controller, but the controller could be worth something, so I might pick that up and just go from there and see what it really is in there, if it works or anything like that. My job right now is I am on the baby duty, so I'm just walking around with the kiddo looking at some books and whatnot, seeing if we can find any baby books or something that I might be able to read to her to encourage her learning. But she is staring at me right now as I'm talking into the microphone on my phone, so if the audio is a little bit different, I do apologize. However, this is the only real way that I could do the thrifting live. There's a lot of people standing around right now just looking at when the next bins will be taken out. I kind of give it like an analysis of The Walking Dead, where once a bin is taken away and a new one is put in, everybody flocks towards it like zombies. So that's always fun to see people run through and rummage through stuff just to try and find a quick buck. They don't really look through everything that is actually worth money. They just kind of grab stuff as they go. If it has like a pink logo or something like that, that sticks out to them right away. People don't really take their time to look through these things to see if there's anything that's like silverware, for example, or plates and that, like we are looking at right now. There's a couple of plates I see, but nothing that really sticks out, but people haven't dug through these, you can tell. I think the biggest issue we're going to have today is that because I'm also on baby duty, is keeping her attention while also trying to get some good recordings for the podcast. So we're going to try and keep the baby's attention as well as try and get some good recordings. I can't promise much. I don't know if it's going to come out good or bad, but regardless, we are going to try and see what we can get here. As of right now, I haven't really seen anything. That Xbox One box was actually just a box, nothing else in it. Although I'm looking at this Chinese-Japanese book right now. It's Chinese, because I can read some Japanese. This is definitely a Chinese book right now, what we're looking at. Copyright 2006, Eduardo the Horrorist Boy. Doesn't look like it would go for anything, but it is in good condition, so we may look at that. Maybe we can get a couple bucks off of it. But we'll keep looking for other things right now. Here you go, hon. Hold this. Hold that book. You may hear a lot of baby noises in this episode today, just purely based on me doing the babysitting job. And I may be repeating myself a lot because I keep stopping and starting on the recordings, so I have no idea if I've said the same things over and over or not. So if there are a couple of repeats, I do apologize, but it looks like the baby is liking the book as she's just holding it and chilling and giving me some smiles, so that's always a good sign. We're going to go ahead and keep looking around here. Nothing else really in the book section. There's no
chairs or tables, which is surprising today. Normally there is, it just seems to be a lot of bags and a lot of stuff. A lot of people who I see here on a regular basis are here again today. So that's always something to keep an eye out on. Whenever you see somebody who you know has been here quite a bit, then you know that what they're looking for, and then you kind of know to stay near them because they are looking for certain things, probably things that you aren't going to be wanting, but things that they want, if you know what I mean. When I say that, it's kind of like, oh, they want, for example, the branded stuff and the stuff that they can quick grab and make a quick buck on or quick sell, while I'm looking for more things that I can dig through and then really look for later on as it goes along. What we like to do is we like to take some of the clothing and stuff and donate those or take them to other places that will potentially buy clothes for other people, which is always a good thing for us. So that's what I'm kind of looking for today. Nothing really special, nothing with brands or anything like that. So I'm going to keep looking right now, and if I catch anything or see anything at the top of my head, I will let you guys know. It's kind of funny, the whole reason I got this idea of doing a live podcast while at the thrift store was actually from a YouTuber called Crazy Lamp Lady. If you haven't heard of her or even seen her, I highly suggest you check her out. She does vlogs and all that good stuff about thrifting and reselling. And that's kind of the reason I had this idea, because she does the vlogs and whatnot in public and everybody kind of likes that and watches them. So I figured we'd try and do something like that in a podcast form. Maybe you guys like it, maybe you won't, but I see a trampoline. That's not going to really do anything here. And I see a guy on a scooter with gloves. That's always fun to see. Kind of just chilling and enjoying himself around at the thrift bins. Everything else right now is just kind of clothes or quilts. Nothing really sticking out. So we're going to keep looking. Yes, my baby still has the Chinese book. I'm not sure why she still has that, but she does nonetheless. I'm going to keep looking around for things. Like I said, I just saw a trampoline and a broken version of Connect 4. There's a leaf blower in someone's basket. My wife is in the opposite direction looking at clothes. Bunch of kids looking for toys and whatnot. But like I said, credits to the Crazy Lamp Lady Jocelyn just really giving me the idea to kind of do this sort of stuff. A live podcast. She does the vlog, so why not try it in audio form. But at least that way, if you're doing something else or you're just enjoying your day, you can listen to this and kind of come along with me. There is a baby shark foam pool noodle here. Not going to be picking that up. Couple of bouncers for the kiddo. She's too big for that, but that would have been good when she was little for sure. But alas, not anymore. There's a lot of random stuff here today. Like, there's a lot of plastic containers, like stars and stripes and stuff. A lot of weird fuzzy animals and toys. Haven't really done a lot of digging yet. I'm going to start doing that. There's an old CD player right there that we're not really interested in, but there's stuff underneath it. There is a giraffe. Looks like it's in decent condition. There's a couple of stains on it, so we're going to pass on that. Everything else is looking kind of off right now. There's a little minion. There's a Yahtzee game, but it's missing half of the Yahtzee. There's a car floor mat. Just one singular floor mat, so it's not like I could use that for anything. Poker chip set is missing half the chips. It's just more of the briefcase to it, like one of those little tiny briefcases. So nothing really special there. Couple of frames, couple of Christmas stuff, lots of pillows. Mickey Mouse tool set without the tools, so just really a tool set box. Let's see what else we got here. Back to the trampoline again. A child's push lawnmower. Rum McCoob. Never heard of that. Looks like an old Scrabble-ish type game, but with numbers instead of letters. Nothing really sticking out. Like I said, a lot of clothes today. A lot of people walking around. There's nothing that sticks out. A lot of Christmas stuff today, though. A lot of Christmas stuff. Like I said, a lot of people doing some random things. Like I said, I'm not sure about the quality and what I say or what I do. Maybe a couple of repeats, but that's okay. That's what live streaming doing this stuff is about. So let's keep looking. Mickey Mouse playset. Nothing there. A little weight set. Volleyball. One of those reloaded electronic games where you get electrocuted when you get the questions wrong. It's always fun to play when you're a little bit drunk or whatever. I don't encourage drinking though, because I do not do that. Lightning McQueen backpack, Kappa Delta University of Arkansas hat. Gonna pass on that. Looks like a Razor scooter here. We'll pass on that as well. It's not a Razor scooter, it's just a generic Walmart brand. Old laptop screen with a big old hole through it, like a big crack on the screen. So there's that. Ankle fracture boot made out of fluff. It's kind of fun to see, definitely something we won't be getting. Nothing I can make money off at the very least. We have a frying pan. Who doesn't need more frying pans, right? Couple more random things. There's a Shep dog bed. It's in decent condition, nothing that major though, so we're probably gonna pass on that. Looks like a bongo drum, like from the old Donkey Kong and 64 games. If you've heard my video game podcast, then you'll know what I'm talking about. Let's see what else we got here. An old electronic typewriter. Jeez. A lot of people listening to this probably don't even know what a typewriter is, so that would be fun for them to Google. Go ahead and Google that and let me know what you think about typewriters. You couldn't go back and edit those back in the day, so that's definitely something that kids today would not be able to deal with. I saw something that said $8 on it. They were leggings. They were just... What kind of brand is this? Nygaard. So that's not going to sell or do anything. So we're not going to get those. We're going to pass on that. The good thing about the bins is that you pay by the pound, which is $1.19 a pound right now, I believe. So that's always good that you can pick up a lot of stuff for cheap and then you can always make a little profit on it. Like I said, the whole goal here is to make the profit. I'm going to keep looking around. A lot of people just browsing, looking at shit. There's nothing of interest yet that really stands out. There's an Oshkosh dress there. There might be a little something. Probably not much, but something at the very least. There's a samurai sword. Terrible condition. Looks like a dog ate it. Vacuum cleaner. Yes, honey. I'm just getting fed up playing with the Chinese book right now. So that's something that she doesn't really want to see. My Little Pony jigsaw puzzle. That's an old My Little Pony puzzle. It looks like it's from 1970s. So that's something that people haven't really played with. That Oshkosh dress, definitely a no-go. Doesn't look any good. Doesn't look like it'll be worth anything. So we're going to pass on that. An emoji quilt. Again, nothing really standing out as of yet. Quite disappointing thus far at the bins, but we're going to keep looking, trying to find anything right now that would be a decent little pickup. There's a Nyon Cat. What is that? Looks like it's a sleepwear shirt of cats. Pass on that. What else we got? Hey honey. Again, I'm not going to try and really cut the vlog, or sorry, the podcast, but I will be talking to the baby every now and then, so be prepared to hear my random baby voice. I do apologize for that. There's a Kinect All-American that's all over the bin that we're not going to even try and put back together because that will take forever to try and deal with. Like I said, not a lot as of yet. We're going to keep looking, and I'm going to get back to this in just a minute when I actually find something else that will be decent. Now there's a couple of golf clubs. Not going to be worth anything, so we're going to pass. It's been about 15 minutes since we had our last recording right now. A couple of the bins have been changed out, and as per usual, everyone is hoarding towards the newest ones. So what we are doing is going to the ones that haven't really been looked at yet, and we're going to go check those out later on. And then we'll let everybody else do what they've got to do, and then we will hit in there and look at the nitpicks left and right and see if we can find anything. I am seeing a lot of big-headed characters right now. And by that, I mean like the big-headed plushies and stuff like that. If you are hearing the noise from the bins, I'm sorry about that. But that is the way it goes here. Right now, I am trying to look for anything that I can potentially use and or sell. Right now there's about 60 people at one bin, so that tells you really how much people flock towards the new stuff, just trying to get that one quick hit to try and find anything that will be a quick buck or something that they can buy for themselves. Looking around, still seeing a lot of Hello Kitty. There's a George Foreman, not even a grill, that looks like, there is a George Foreman grill, wow. An old George Foreman grill though, it looks like a 1990s early George Foreman grill. Going along with a lot of pictures and lots of clothing. It's not even good clothing, although there is a little bit of decent stuff, but right now it just looks like a bunch of shit. That's to be expected though, I guess. And the bins. There is a Oh My Fortune Telling Heart Same Kit. No idea what that is, but we'll keep moving. There's a snow shovel. Already have like three of those, so that's always not needed. Dell computer, cracked screen, broken keyboard. Not going to be any use for anyone. There's a big stock part again. Not useful for anyone, really. What's this? A pink elephant? There's a pink dog that has been through the ringer. Definitely don't need that. Let's go around to the other side and see what we can get there, if anything. Doesn't look like a lot right now. A couple of pictures again, as per usual. A lot of Christmas stuff. I'm pretty sure I said that earlier, but there's a lot of Christmas stuff this time of year at the bins. There's a Flintstone plate that looks like it's been damaged, so we're going to keep... I'm going to leave that there, whoops. I'm going to throw it on the ground by the sound of it. Take that bag though, that bag can be used to carry some stuff later on, so always a plus for any bags that you can find at the outlets, always a good thing. Because that way you can put stuff in there and use it to carry around later. This is a Guitar Hero guitar for the Wii, which God knows if people still play Guitar Hero, and that line play Guitar Hero on the Wii, so... I don't know if that will be worth anything, I've hardly doubt it, so let's leave that where we found it, shall we? Nothing else really of note thus far. What is that? An old electronic typewriter. Again, not really worth anything. Interactive Zoo, again. A lot of Cardinals Coca-Cola collections here. That might be a little something, I'll put those in my bucket for now. Just see, there is a doll, a bird feeder. Not gonna do much with that. I'm gonna go around and head to the other side of this bin. See if I can see anything better from a distance, maybe. There is a lot of characters at the bins. There are a lot of different ethnicities and religions and all that good stuff. And it's kind of crazy to see how it all brings everyone together. The art of a good sale. Let's look in here. This looks like it is furniture and stuff like that. There's a bike and a couple of... There's a crib. There's a couple of high chairs that you would get at a restaurant. There's a grill here for 15 bucks, but it is lopsided on its side. It looks like it's been through the ringer. Lots of chairs. Lots and lots of chairs. That may be fun to paint, maybe. I don't know. Couple of tables. Well, let's go to the other side of these bins and see what we can get, if anything. Alright, so right now we're about 60 minutes into the podcast, give or take a couple of minutes due to editing and all that stuff and making sure that you guys can actually hear what I'm saying. Otherwise, you'll just be hearing a bunch of muffled noises. But as of thus far, there's only been a couple of things that I've found. There's been a Vineyard Vines bag, a couple of Cardinals Coca-Cola mugs, and I think a Sophie the Giraffe toy. I'm going to have to double check with the wife to see if that is Sophie. But nothing else as of yet. But obviously, the day is still young. We're very early into the podcast and into the searching of the bins. Maybe this is something I should do on like a vlog channel. I don't know, like I said, I only just started the podcast recently, really try and test the waters with that, but if you guys like what you are hearing right now, I know it's difficult to really understand the atmosphere and whatnot of the bins while it's just on a voice, but still, maybe it's something you'd want to see, maybe you'd want to see a vlog or something like that where you can be like, hey, I can go along and thrift as well, but... Let me know in the comments or on anchor.fm. Like I said, I will promote that just to make sure that everybody knows that you can leave me voice messages and comments and all that good stuff. Also on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and all that good stuff. I will try and actually upload some of these to YouTube, so there will even be YouTube comments and all that stuff, so maybe you'll be able to say something there. And at the very least, maybe then I'd be able to do it vlog style, so you guys can come and thrift with me and watch what I am doing. But as of right now, let's keep looking for what we have. I'm going to try and do as little edits as possible, so it's more of an authentic experience. Right now, I'm seeing a man at the cash register, and it's taking him about 15 minutes to check out, and he's only been for 2 items. So I'm just going to let that sit in. That's what you can potentially deal with. If this is, unfortunately, it's just a box, but that was an herb grinder, I would have picked that up immediately and used that, because that would be fantastic for cooking with. But alas, it's just a box. Let's keep going around. I'm going to look at some of the plates and books again, because they just got updated maybe 5 to 10 minutes ago. And right now the baby is with the wife, so it gives me a little more chance to talk and dig around and see what's going on. Nothing though as of yet. I like to stay back when doing these at the bins, because a lot of people, like I said, will go up and hoard towards the groups while they're there and while they get switched out. That gives me an idea of where everyone is and what they've left. That way I can go over and just fine pick those areas. It hasn't worked out too well right now. I did find a little kitty shirt just now, but it was a 12 month old, which would fit my baby. So I'm going to see if the wife wants that for her. Apart from that though, nothing else has really catched my fancy. Again, I would love to have my headphones in right now, but as soon as I put my headphones in, it changes the recording on the phone, so you only hear it through the headphones. And that's a very big pain in the ass, because then I have to try and edit everything like that, and you won't be able to hear anything. So, I'm just holding my phone to the ear. And then that way it looks like I'm on the phone talking to somebody, when in reality, I'm just talking to myself and to you guys listening. So that's always a good time, right? There's a penguin here, that's not anything. A whole roll of Christmas paper, a Peppa Pig bucket, easy load featured paper box. It's just a box, nothing else. A lot of times at the Goodwill bins you will find that it's just boxes and nothing else. And I see my wife signaling me over, so I will pause this and I will be right back. Alright, so it turns out the whole reason that the wife called me over was because the baby was being difficult and causing a scene, so I had to go outside with her to cool her down. So right now we're just outside chilling. We're going to go through a couple of things that we found thus far. We found those couple of cups, and we found some cat shirts and stuff like that. Nothing of real any interest yet though, nothing that can really make a good profit. She's found a couple of things, much more than I have right now. Obviously walking around with the baby is a lot more difficult to thrift through things, but that's okay, so far so good. What I think we might do though, after we finish this outlet, Goodwill outlet vibe search, we may go to one of the antique stores. I'm not sure, but if we do, that'll be fun, and we'll obviously go along with the podcast as well and see what we can do. But right now we're just kind of taking a little bit of a break outside, enjoying the nice weather. It's maybe 85, 90 degrees out. There's a nice little breeze here in America right now, which is always fun. Me and the baby are just outside chilling. She's playing with her fox and her owl outside, being a brat, as per usual. I'm talking about you. I can see you looking at me. Yeah. I can see you looking at me. Yeah. It was a baba. But what we're going to do is we're just going to chill a little bit out here until she calms down a little bit, and then we'll go back in for some more hauling and some searching, and we'll see what we can pick up. A couple people leaving as we speak. 2 carts full. It's always a vibe. It's always nice to pick up a bunch of stuff at the Goodwill outlet for cheap especially. But we're going to chill out here for a little bit, me and the baby. She's going to calm down. We're going to go back in, search for some more things, and see if we can get anything better. Obviously, I will keep you guys informed, keep you along for the ride. I'm sorry if the way this podcast is a little bit different of a layout. Like I said, we're doing it live. We're doing it as we are finding things instead of doing it at home, recording the editing and all that good stuff. So it'll definitely be a different, unique kind of atmosphere for this podcast, but hopefully that doesn't take you guys off of it, and hopefully you will enjoy it. And if you do enjoy it, definitely I am more than happy to do more of these. And if not, that's fine. It's always good to do an experiment and see where we go. So like I said, me and the kiddo are just gonna chill out here for a little bit, and we will be right back probably after this commercial break, because you know your boy's got to throw in a commercial break at some point, and we will be back into the Goodwill after these messages. It's been about 15 minutes since we were outside, and now we are back in, looking around at the bins. I found a couple of things, but apparently they aren't good enough, because as soon as I gave them to the wife, she said no and then put them away. So I haven't apparently found a lot, but however, she has found at least a cart and a half full of stuff, which is definitely good for her, not so much me, because I am obviously losing it in this challenge. The baby right now is in her stroller playing with a football. Yep, that was the only way I could get her to be quiet, was to give her something, so I gave her a football, and here we are. She's being nice and quiet right now. So we're going to go ahead and continue along with the podcast while we're streaming around looking for things. I may do this on Instagram, actually. Do like an Instagram live feed of you guys being able to follow me and then see what's going on in the thrift stores, maybe. I don't know, let me know in the comments again on Anchor or on Spotify to see how things will go. But we are looking through all of the bins right now. Everyone is lining up and waiting because they are waiting for those new bins to come out. You can probably hear the speakers and whatnot in the back. That's okay though. As we look through all of this, there's a Super Mario shirt. Probably not going to sell, so we're going to pass on that. My main goal when I'm looking at these kinds of things is to look for something for the baby or look for something to resell, like I've probably said 20 times already, repeating myself, but that is the whole reason here. And like I said, doing different recordings and all that stuff, and doing it live and not taking my time to edit everything, there may be a couple of repeats, but hopefully that isn't the case and there are not too many repeats, and we're going to continue to look through all of these bins. Nothing as of yet to really stand out. There is a mini karaoke machine that is not going to sell or do anything, so we're going to pass on that. Looks like a little neck pillow with the foam beads. Again, nothing of interest really. And my baby is very sleepy. She is complaining a lot, so you may hear her complain or whine if you do my bed. There is nothing else really that I can see right now. A bunch of groups of people just came in recently and they're kind of just going around, people going through a lot of stuff. Me though, I'm just looking at anything I can see. Like I said, nothing that much right now. Keep going, let's go over to the bag area. Maybe we'll be able to see some bags or something like that. Probably not. If you hear that loud bang, that's them bringing out more bins. And everybody is kind of grouping around the same area because the new bins are coming out, and we know that means everyone just goes through as quickly as possible and tries to find anything they can. There is a soda stream here that... Oh! That just scared the baby. So I will have to stop real quick. Or maybe not, no, she's being good and we'll not have to stop the recording so we can keep everything going live. I found a tennis ball. Oh, maybe I will. Let me give her her binky real quick and then maybe the football. I'm going to walk her around, see if she's quiet. She may not be, so she may just be fussing. So you may hear her cry, so there's an option of me having to stop the recording or I can just keep it going. Chances are I'll stop her. I'll be right back. Oh, no, she's got the binky. She put the binky in her mouth. She's chilling. She's good. As I was saying, I found the tennis ball. Tennis ball's always good for me to find because that way I can give them to my dogs. A lot of things I do while at the Goodwill outlet is look for dog toys or tennis balls or something like that to give to the animals. A lot of stuffed toys help most of the time. Baby cannot decide if she wants to sleep or not. She can't decide if she wants to be sleepy or wants to be fussy, so we're going to figure out some way or another that it's going to be one of those things that she decides she's going to do. Mainly, I think it's the binky that's causing the issue right now. She can get the damn binky in and leave it in her mouth, then she will be fine. But as I was saying before she interrupted, tennis balls, stuffed toys, anything like that that you can give to dogs are always helpful at the outlet, and especially them being so cheap, you can put a bunch of them together into the cart and sell those. Buy those, and then give them to the animals, which is always fun. Like I said, no real edits here, so any mistakes that I make, I will correct and we'll just keep going how we normally would on anything else. And we're going to go over to the new bins because not a lot of people are over there right now. I'm going to get a quick view, see if these books or anything like that, that I could grab. highly doubt it. Books aren't really that popular, especially with one my age. She's only 9 months old. Books aren't something that she's interested in as of yet, but we never know. We might find some sneaky, like a CD or something like that, so who knows. So we're over the books right now. Legos, books, Big Bird, Sesame Street, Jenny McCarthy, nothing of real interest.
Okay, so long story short, the baby got fussy, we got tired, more importantly, I got tired, I needed some caffeine, so we ended up leaving the bins. We spent about $33 to $34. Right now, we are going to see if we can make a little bit of a profit off of that, so I'll keep you guys informed, I guess, on that scenario. Right now, the baby is asleep in the back of the car, so me and her are just sitting in the car, chilling, while the wife goes through all the stuff that we bought. I have my caffeine. We went to the gas station, the Phillips 66, got myself a little energy drink to keep me going, because as you know, between digging through bins, trying to find stuff, looking after the baby, and just overall walking around that area, it's exhausting. You get tired really, really quickly. So I definitely needed some caffeine, so I made her stop. We got some. I'm doing a lot better now, luckily. After this, going through everything, probably going to stop, get some lunch, and then from there, I don't know. Maybe we'll go to the antique mall. If not, we'll probably just end up heading home and doing the antique mall another day. But regardless of what we do, this whole podcast will be posted live in its entirety. After I post the live segments, we'll do a little talk, a little review afterwards that I may do on the computer. So that will be good. She looks like she's coming back right now, so everything should be organized and we should be good to go. But I'll let you guys know and I'll keep you posted. So the wife told me it's going to be about 30 minutes before we can figure out if we made a profit, just based off of what we picked up thus far. And that's before putting stuff online, shipping out to customers and all that stuff. So that's just based off of what we're doing right now. So 30 minutes, it's not too bad. I could discuss a couple of things while we wait, but what I'm going to do is I'm just going to kind of chill in the car with the baby, wait till she wakes up, you know, do our thing like that. After this 30 minutes, I'm definitely going to go get something to eat, because your boy is hungry, he is starving. Probably going to end up going to Qdoba. They now have the Impossible meat, so I might get that Impossible taco. It looks like a little vibe. If not, I'll get a Impossible burrito or something like that, like something to just help relax and chill. Because I know as soon as the baby wakes up, she's going to want something to eat. Either her Cheerios or her... or maybe some Impossible meat. Speak of the devil, here she is. But nope, she's got her bottle. She put it in her mouth. She's going back to sleep, so she'll be fine. But yeah, definitely going to go get something to eat after this. And then I'll let you guys know how much money we make. Or if we made any money and what it was. And then I will go from there. Maybe, like I said, throughout this episode. Maybe we'll do something else. Chances are we probably won't. It's getting a little bit later into the day now, so it's more likely we just want to kind of sit back and relax for the rest of the day. I know she'll want to do some posting on the online store and the apps to try and make a little bit more money. I'll probably end up chilling with the baby, doing some editing on the podcast. I'm not in the live editing, that's going to be fine, but after this I'll definitely just do a little bit of a sit down conversation with you guys and let you know how everything went at the Goodwill. It was kind of hard to record with all the noises going on and trying to get the microphone set up and all that stuff, especially when you're recording on your phone. I do have the microphone set up to me, but it's very difficult doing it from the phone, because as soon as you have any noise or anyone go past you, it picks up that noise as well. So it's definitely a very painful experience. But the good thing about that is when you use the Anchor app, and yes, I'm plugging Anchor again, because they have literally made this podcast be possible. For the 5 episodes that we've had, and episode 5 right now was a live podcast, so that's kind of a vibe, guys. You're not going to get that really anywhere else. You may do, you probably are actually, but not here, not on the Synopsis. Normally I like to go back and edit the podcast and everything, but not this time. This time everything's just going to be live, so you have gone live thrifting with me. Even though you cannot see what I was looking at and what I was doing, you could hear, and that's somewhat of an experience. So with the baby crying, we're going to turn this off real quick and then I'll be right back. Okay, so long story short, the segments ended quite quickly because after that, we did decide to call it a day at the outlet. We did not go to the antique mall or anything else like that. We just checked out and did our thing. So we spent about $32 on the clothes and the product, whatever it may be, by the pound. And we ended up making, just off of that day, $78. So it was a nice double your money kind of vibe. That wasn't including everything that we had, so that does leave a lot more room and space for profit. Now, like I said in the podcast while I was live, shout out to the Crazy Lamp Lady for giving us the idea to go out to the Goodwill bin, start thrifting, start trying to find some stuff, and start trying to make some money. I do recommend going to your local Goodwill or something like that to start trying to find things that you can flip online to make some money, whether it be on eBay or Mercari, Instagram, Facebook Marketplace, anything like that, just to get a little bit of extra income into your household. It's something that we do in our household. I work a full-time job on top of doing this podcast, and my wife does the online selling stuff while looking after our 9-month-old baby little girl. So, definitely recommend, if anyone is going to do something like that to make a little bit of cash, go to Goodwill, Savers, your local antique stores, and try and find something you can make a little bit of money off of just to make that little profit. With that being said, there is a few things to take note of from this podcast. Number one being is obviously you want to look at what you are buying before you buy it. If you find things that has stains or holes or anything like that, probably a no-go unless you know how to repair them. I myself personally do not know how to sew, I do not know how to stitch, I don't know any of that stuff. So if I find something with a hole in it, it's automatically a no-go for me unless it's a branded product which I know somebody will buy. I'm not going to go ahead and buy a t-shirt that has a giant rip down the middle thinking, oh, well, it's a Nike shirt, it will sell, because 9 times out of 10 they won't sell because that has that hole and people don't want to put the effort in to try and stitch or sew it. Also, with that being said, with stains, you always want to check out the stains first. If it's a little tiny stain that some OxyClean or some Shout might be able to get rid of, then by all means go ahead and purchase the product. If it's a giant black stain on a white shirt, maybe look into it. Maybe see what it potentially could be. It might be dirt, it might be tar, it might be something more that you cannot get out with just simple stain remover. And if you can't get it out with a stain remover, then definitely do not buy the product unless you are sure you can make money from it. The best way is to look for comps, and that's comparisons. On eBay, for a perfect example, they have a sold by filter. You can look up items that have been sold, and from there you can see how much they went for. If something has a stain on it, maybe look up t-shirt with stain or pants with stain or something like that. Then that way you can look up the comps and then see if the money's there. If it isn't there, do not go for it. Like I said, a lot of people you can look up on YouTube or you can look up on Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff, who will actually be able to give you more advice than I can, who do this daily. I don't. I just do this stuff for fun. Obviously, I'm not the best. I'm not the most experienced, but I figured it'd be fun to make a little podcast about it, seeing if you guys really got the vibe for it. Like I said in the beginning of the podcast and the live segments, if this is something that you want to hear more of or even potentially see, then let me know and I can definitely make something like this happen again. I do want to say real quickly that we did end up going to Qdoba to get some food, and if you haven't gone to Qdoba, definitely recommend it. They'd have the new Impossible Meat, which is phenomenal for somebody who is vegan like myself. It really opens up the horizons for food and for burritos. I did end up getting myself a wheat tortilla with brown rice, pinto beans, and the Impossible Meat with the roasted corn salsa, some lettuce, some jalapenos, and some guac, because you know us vegans gotta have that guacamole, that avocado, that basic white girl vibe on the burrito. I do love all that stuff though on Qdoba. Big disclosure, love Qdoba. Qdoba, everyone to sponsor me or you know hit your boy up, by all means, I'm more than happy to accept that gig. I highly doubt that will happen. Honestly, it's probably like 3 people listening to this. There'll only ever be 3 people, but hey, you 3 people are what keep me going, so I appreciate you nonetheless, especially the people who are listening and are those who are contributing to the podcast, either by donating listening, sharing with their friends, or allowing me to use their music. Shout out to my boy Stan once again. This podcast is definitely going to be one of the shorter podcasts that we do, because again, doing a live version of it is a lot more difficult single-handedly than having somebody to bounce off of, whether that be with ideas for the podcast, conversation, or other things. It's still a lot more difficult to do it single-handedly, especially in scenarios like this. Now, if this was a video, by all means, a 28-minute, 30-minute video would be perfect for YouTube or something like that. But with a podcast, you want it to go a little bit longer. You definitely want it to go more so people are more emotionally invested, they have more time to listen to it, and they have more things they can be doing while they're listening to their podcast. I hate listening to 30-minute podcasts and then having to change to the next one or whatever, because it just seems like it's so short for somebody to be talking. But here I am doing the exact thing that I don't like, is making a minimal, shortest podcast. And I'm sorry about that, but that's the best I could do with a live episode. Now, if you like the live episodes, by all means, I can do longer ones and spend more time at different places to keep them going. But this is kind of like a trial run, like I said. So as we're winding down to the last little bit of the podcast, I'm talking about tomorrow's episode, potentially. I may be doing a live video game playthrough of JourneyOfWrestling.com. It is a free text-based online management simulator, which you can also pay for. I do have the paid version, which gives you a lot more things to do. You basically take control of your own company, either it be in the 90s, the 2000s, and you guide them through different scenarios and different things. So I may be doing a live playthrough of that tomorrow. I may also be streaming it on Twitch as well as doing the podcast. So that will be kind of fun for you guys to have a mixture of both. If I do, I'll tweet it or I'll put it on Instagram and let you guys know when I am doing it. But I will definitely be doing a podcast version of Journey of Wrestling tomorrow for episode 6. Now, hopefully you guys also enjoyed that and have fun with that. If you don't, again, it's kind of a test market here. See what people are enjoying, seeing what people aren't enjoying. A lot of people are giving me positive feedback on the music review, so maybe I'll do another music episode. A lot of people are also giving me positive feedback on the AEW wrestling event, so maybe that's something I can follow up with as well. But tomorrow will be the Journey of Wrestling Live HTTM based game playthrough, which should be fun. So definitely look out for that one on the Synop. Final thoughts as we're winding down the podcast today. Hoodie Allen just released his new video to Come Around. I highly suggest checking out that, guys. It was a really fun video to watch. Couple of corny scenes in there, couple of nice little throwbacks, also a few nice little blooper reels at the very, very end. Definitely highly suggest checking that out. Very, very good music. Also a fantastic music video. Kind of set to the 1980s kind of vibe with the old school horror kind of corny murder kind of thing. So it was very fun to watch. Definitely highly recommend. I've said that like 4 times, but I really do preach on that. Another good song I would definitely listen to this week would be Breathe by my boy Dylan Reese. Dylan, if you're listening, shout out, homie. Always know you're doing your thing. 100K on that, I'm hoping, very soon for the end of the month. Stan, always firing new songs out there. Why Are They Hating has been featured in the last couple of podcasts. Again, another song I highly recommend. Check him out on Spotify and SoundCloud, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff. Make sure you say that the Synopsis, aka Zach, sent you. Make sure you get the man's name out there. He deserves it. He's done a lot of good stuff. Once again, shout out to everybody who's made this podcast possible. Anchor, my brother, my friends, my family, everybody who's been supporting the podcast, the YouTubers who have made this podcast possible by giving me the ideas, the streamers, everybody. Everything that I get on this podcast has been an idea from seeing somebody or watching somebody, listening to somebody, and has made the podcast be a lot less stressful, a lot easier to record, and just go with the flow of things. Again, I want to shout out the crazy landlady for giving us the idea of going to the Goodwill bins and giving me the idea especially to record this live. Like I said, my wife woke up this morning, was watching some of her YouTube, and I was like, you know what, this will be a great idea for the podcast. Do a live version streaming episode of the podcast. So if you liked it, let me know. I know I've said it before, I'll say it again, but let me know, because guys, your feedback is what makes this possible. So thank you so very much for listening to the Synopsis yet again, episode 5. Now, can you believe we've made it this far? I personally can't. I didn't even think I'd make it past two episodes. I nearly did it with our technical difficulties, but we found out the problem, we figured out how to fix it. So from now on, here on out, everything should be good. So thank you for listening, guys. Tomorrow, episode 6, JourneyOfWrestling.com playthrough. Gonna hopefully be at least an hour. We're gonna start a new save. Everything's gonna be fresh. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be a good time. After the episode airs, I definitely want to hear your feedback. If you want to hear another episode of it, or even do another episode or a playthrough or something like that, always give me feedback. It's what's gonna make the podcast better, it's gonna make me better, and it's gonna make the overall listening experience better. Guys, I appreciate you. Thank you again for listening, for tuning in, for sharing. Follow us on Twitter at ILikeTattedChef. It will say Zach from the Synopsis. That will be my banner. You will know who it is. Comment on anything you want. Send me a DM. It doesn't matter. Just keep me engaged with everything that you do. And that way I can shout you out in the next episode of the podcast, the next Synopsis. Today's shout out is going to go to my little bro, Keanu. Shout out to you, brother. Follow him on Twitch at KSCOW03, that's KSCOW03. He streams at least once a week for 3 to 4 hours. He just has a good little chill stream. You guys can hop in, say I sent you, say what's up to him. It'll all be good fun. He's been promoting the podcast, he's been sharing it with friends, he's been listening religiously, so shout out to you, bro. Also, my other shout out's gonna go to the boy, Stan. Letting me use his music, sharing episodes of the podcast, man. I really appreciate you, brother. Without you, without my brother, everything that this podcast is wouldn't be possible without you guys. So thank you so much for that. I have been Zach. This has been the Synopsis. You have dove down the rabbit hole once again. Episode 5 is done. I'm sorry it's a little bit of a shorter episode, but hey, these things happen. I promise I'll make it up to you guys next episode, episode 6, with the Journey of Wrestling playthrough. At least an hour, if not longer. So guys, thank you so much for listening. I've been your host. Have a great day, and we will see you all on the next episode.